Hello and welcome to the Movies You Forgot podcast with me, your host, Adam Richmond. Not joining me as ever, Mr. Joe Devine. He's not here. This is a ticket stub special. You'll know what it is if you've listened to 1999 and 2000. Sorry, that's me just stirring my cup of tea. You're not just dipping in, so you know exactly what you're getting into here. I kept my film stubs from 1999 to 2004, and I'll just read through what I saw. Sometimes I say what seat I sat in. I say the time I saw it. I mention the price, and then sometimes I might reflect on it. And that's it, really. And kind of remember a bit about who I was then. 2001, based on the film of the same name by Stanley Kubrick. Where do we find me now? It's 2001, so I'm 20. And I think we're going to start in January, because that's where you start. And I will be into my second year of university at UEA. Norwich, and listening back to the other two episodes, I'm seemingly reticent about saying where I lived when talking about going to Hamel. It will come up later, so I'm just going to say I lived in Aylesbury, because the Aylesbury Odeon will come into this reading, because I think it'd been closed, and that's why we drove to Hamel. So here we go. The first film I see, it's a uni stub. It's the 23rd of January, and I see Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon on Screen 6, £3.95, still pretty cheap, £3.15, and we've done it on the podcast. It was raved about, and I quite liked it. I think I found it quite slow and a bit dull, on the rewatch. At this time, I've moved from Halls, and I'm living with Ollie, Peachy, Graham and another guy called Rich, and we're living in a horrible, well, a little house in between uni and the town. So a lot of these I'm going to see these with Ollie, and sometimes I'm going by myself. 26th January, a couple of days later, 8:30, traffic. Didn't think I'd seen this, I think, at the end of the... Because, again, if you look at Letterboxd, this came out in 2000 in America. Confusing. But as far as we're concerned, as far as I'm concerned, it came out 2001. £5.50. So it goes up in the evening. Steven Soderbergh directed. Michael Douglas is in that flick. Three different interweaving stories, maybe more. And they've each got like a different hue. People, again, were banging on about this. I cannot remember a thing about Traffic, aside from the different lens colours. Let's have a sip of this. I'm grabbing this recording time whilst my children watch Romeo and Juliet, so they might come up at any point. That's exciting, isn't it? On the 30th, at 7 p.m, go and see Sexy Beast. I'm pretty sure I would have gone to see this with at least Ollie. £3.95. I mean, it's such a great flick. Winston... Sir Ben Kingsley, no, you spunk babble cant. We would say that a lot in our house to each other. It's time for a rewatch. I haven't seen that in a long time. Director Jonathan Glazer, he would maybe make a film once every 10 years. I still haven't seen his Zone of Interest yet, just because it looked a bit heavy. But by all accounts, it's very good. Screen 14, 2nd of February, I'm seeing Vertical Limit. £3.95. There's no seats back in uni. It's all free seating. You could sit wherever you wanted. So I did. Chris O'Donnell, and it's a climbing ice on ice flick. I think Martin Campbell directs that. Good fun. It got really shit on when it came out, but I remember it being pretty serviceable. I think I saw that with Graham. I see a lot of these with Graham whilst I'm there at uni. Then on the 10th, 3:45, this is the sweet spot when I'm really seeing movies, like 3, 4 o'clock. I guess I've done my lectures or whatnot in the morning. And this is Screen 1. and Almost Famous. What else can you say about Almost Famous? I thought it was pretty average, and I still do. Dad. Hey. You're getting some of your toys.
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the 13th, Screen 3, 9:30. Definitely see this with Graham. See The Claim, which has got Peter Mullen in, and it's an adaptation of The Mayor of Casterbridge. I can't remember a thing about that either. It's a bit of a prestige start to the year. Nothing's really going on. 14th, February, Valentine's Day. Hannibal, 6:45, the Silence of the Lambs sort of sequel, recast Jodie Foster as Julianne Moore. Foster didn't want to come back for this, I know that much. I'd read the book. Everyone was really excited about the Thomas Harris book of the same name when it came out. I always mix up Thomas Harris and Richard Harris and Robert Harris. He's the English author. He writes about Pompeii all the time. And this was just a bit of a failure. It just thinks Hannibal's the hero and he's not the hero. And the book isn't very good either. Ray Liotta pops up. I wanted to do it on the podcast, but we're not going to. 2nd of March, 6:45. The Gift, Sam Raimi's The Gift, starring Katie Holmes, Kate Blanchett, Keanu Reeves, Giovanni Ribisi. It's all flooding back. I think this has become a little bit of a cult fave. I see it on, it's either Arrow or something, a DVD producer of that ilk has done a real nice special box set of it. Completely disappeared at the time. Katie Holmes is notable in that. For various reasons. I think it's time. I'd like to rewatch it to see if it's any good. It felt like a 3-star flick. It was fine. 2nd of March. So, double bill. We've got double bill, guys. We've got our first double bill of the year. Look at that. I don't really see much in February, do I? I see Hannibal and The Claim, and that's it, really. Oh, and almost. Oh, yeah, I'm kind of averaging about three flicks a month, which isn't too bad. But so here we go. I've watched The Gift, and then at 9:30, I go and see Proof of Life with Rusty Crowe and Meg Ryan. Famously, they had an affair on set, and Meg Ryan, she really got it in the neck for it, and Rusty, he didn't. He didn't get it in the neck at all. I think I went to that with Ollie. I remember that. And it was surprisingly fine. It's a forgot you forgot. And then on the 14th of March at 4:30, we're going to see Wonder Boys. And that's another Michael Douglas flick. He's more starring in this one. And he's just one of the cast in Traffic. So well done, Douglas. And that's Curtis Hanson of LA Confidential fame. I just remember that film disappearing, because it just had a close-up of Douglas looking old. But it's quite a nice, odd little campus-like comedy. Tobey Maguire pops up. Forgot you forgot. 2001 so far is a real forgot you forgot. And then the next day, on the 15th, we go and see The Watcher with James Spader, as we like to call him. Do you call a spade a spade? Do you call it a spard? And that was 7:15. Keanu Reeves popping up again, and he'd kind of bloated out a little bit, and he plays against type and as a serial killer, grubby little cop serial killer flick, not very good. And then I go and see on Friday the 16th, the very next day, The Lowdown with Aidan Gillen in, and that was Jamie Thraves directed. £3.50 for the Cinema City. It was the kind of the art house cinema. I mainly remember going to see that because I heard Adam and Joe popped up in it, and I thought, well, that's quite cool. Yeah, I quite liked it. It was a very low-key Brit flick about a listless man. 21st of September, 4:15, Screen 10. we're still in the 395 category, 13 days with old Kev Costner about the Cuban Missile Crisis, which I really, really enjoyed. It's kind of like a good, entertaining history lesson. Costner is great as the guy who's behind Bobby and Jack. It felt really solid. This is Forgot You Forgot City. And then on the 28th of March, 1:05 p.m. in the cameo, I don't know where I see this, I don't know where the cameo is, Edinburgh. It says on the back, for further information, please complete the coupon below and give to a member of staff or return to the cameo cinema, free post, Edinburgh. So I don't remember that. Did I go and see her? I think I went to see he's not my mate now, a guy I knew called Adam, who I'd met on holiday, and he went to uni in Edinburgh. We stayed in contact. This is back in the day, phones weren't really a huge thing. Mobile phones, I mean, normal phones were. But yeah, so we'd had a correspondence, and he, the first time I met him was maybe I was 13, 14 on holiday, and I remember him saying in front of a group of other people when asked what he wanted to do, he said he wanted to be a writer, and that was something that I'd always had inside me and felt like I couldn't say out loud, and I thought, oh wow, you can just say it, and then what, you can do it? So it was quite a formative, important moment, and I tried to sustain the friendship a lot longer than he did, going up to see him in Edinburgh and hanging out. And then, yeah, we both went to see You Can Count on Me, which is Kenneth Lonergan's directorial debut with Ruffalo and Laura Linney and a Culkin. It was very well regarded. I much prefer, or think far more impressive, is his second one, Margaret, which is superb, and no one really talks about that, kind of got buried. And more recently, he directed that one with What's Her Chops, Michelle Williams and Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea, which again, very heavy, and thought was very powerful when I watched it, and I've been waiting to rewatch. So then that's that. I get to kind of imagine that I've got friends, like a real friend, by going up to Edinburgh, and then I come back and I'm just going to the cinema. I'm doing my politics degree, and struggling on by. It's quite lonely, but not alone. You know, I did manage to find some friends and hang out, but I was always, it felt like on edge, invariably. I didn't hugely like going out. I'd have a, I guess I didn't really recognize it as anxiety, but feel like panic, couldn't eat, didn't want to drink. I'd just spend quite, if I could get through drinking a pint, and it would take ages because I felt like I was on the constant verge of puking, that would finally, I could relax, I'd feel relaxed. And then I could enjoy myself, but it felt like real, real tough work. So then I would just say, oh, I can't come out, or I wouldn't go out. So I didn't, or I'd go out by myself and I'd go to the cinema, or I'd go to the uni film showings. So yeah, that's what I do. 22nd of April, One Night at McCool's. This is the third Michael Douglas flick. He's been in three flicks and it's April. I mean, I know they film things out, you know, whenever they do, and then things would come out whenever they do, but he's on a real roll. None of the, apart from Traffic, One Night, that does well, One Night McCool's and that other one I just said he did, Wonder Boys, didn't really do the business. I'm pretty sure Liv Tyler's in this. It's got a really funny joke. That doesn't matter. Yeah, forget it. On the 29th of April, I go and see The Contender with Joan Allen and Gary Oldman. That's Screen 14. It's 6:14, £3.80. Another political slice of shenanigans. Forgot You Forgot. 2nd of January, February, March, April, May. £3.80, Screen 8. It's The Mexican. Gore Verbinski directed, Bradley Pitt, Julia Roberts. This didn't fare well at the time. It kind of got dismissed. I don't think people knew what to think of it. They were expecting a star vehicle. And then Pitt and Roberts, they get separated for the whole movie, really. Julia Roberts is off with James Gandolfini, who gives a lovely, lovely soft performance as a fairly violent man. And then Pitt's off being a bit of a fool, trying to get some gun. I started rewatching it recently. I couldn't finish it for various boring reasons. I want to give it a proper rewatch. It's plum forgot you forgot territory. And then on the 4th of May, we've got Along Came a Spider. Screen one, £4.15. That's not the price. That was the time I saw it. It's £3.80. And that was a sort of sequel to Kiss the Girls, I think. They bring back Morgan Freeman as the detective, and it's a different killer. And I can't remember another thing about it. Silly film. 6th of May, we are seeing The Hole on screen 12. Two days later. 7 o'clock, £3.80. Keira Knightley's in this. James Fox. I think I might have made a joke about this on another episode. Thora Birch. Can't remember much about it. I'm pretty sure Keira Knightley flashes someone and you see Jeremy Fox's knob, and it was massive. I remember he's got a massive knob. 10th of May, I definitely go and see this with Graham because he loved it. It was 5:45. That was the time I saw it. Not how much it was. It was £3.80. Robert Rodriguez's Spy Kids, and yeah, such a dumb, bad movie. I should have known better. 20 years old, but I loved El Mariachi and Desperado. And so, like, oh yeah, come on, maybe he can do a fun, broad kids flick and I can enjoy it too. He has got worse and worse as a director. If anyone's seen that Affleck flick, Hypnotic, recently, Rodriguez made that. It's absolutely shambolic. It's really weird. And the third film in the Mariachi trilogy, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, awful. But he's pals with Tarantino. So, oh, actually, Alita Battle Angel was okay. No, I'll give him that. I didn't mind that. Here we go. We've got another double bill. This is a double bill day. After Spy Kids at 7:15, screen 5, you see Exit Wounds with Steven Seagal. And I think DMX, very bad movie. What a bad double bill. Worst double bill ever of all time? I'll let you be the judge. 2nd of June, 1:45, screen 5, go and see Blow. Johnny Depp, Penelope Cruz's Blow. Cannot remember a thing about that flick. 3rd of June, series 7, The Contenders. This was a kind of a battle royale, Hunger Games flick, as I recall. Really low budget. It starred the girl who's in Silence of the Lambs, who's down the well, who puts the lotion in the basket. Really good actress, and she didn't really, hadn't been in much, and then she's in this. 2 p.m. I saw that. I wonder if that's any good. Don't know. I liked it at the time. People chatted about it. Okay. So we're hitting quite a few double bills now because we've got another one. After Series 7 at 2, at 5:15... I go and see The Mummy. It just says The Mummy, but it's got to be The Mummy Returns. And this is a bad film, a really bad sequel. The Rock crops up. Horrible special effects. They really shit the bed on that. A real money grab. A real mummy grab. That's not a great... It's an interesting double bill, Series 7 and The Mummy Returns, but it's not a good one. And now we're back into the Odeon, and we're back in Hemel. So I've been for the whole year. I've been in Norwich, and I've been trying to make a go of it. School's out, I guess, in June, and I scurry back home to Aylesbury. I guess the Odeon there, it still isn't open, and so we're going to me and my mate Pete, and Spencer's probably popping along. Maybe Brooker. I think maybe Brooker comes a bit later. But so Scream 5, Evolution. G12. You see, in Hemel, you could book your seat and your row, and yeah, good as discussed. If you're familiar, Evolution's got one of my top gags in there. There's always time for lubricant. And then on the 13th of July, so there's nothing for a couple of weeks. It's all dusty. And then I go and see Shrek, people's favourite movie of all time. Screen 5. I'm 20 years old. I'm too old for it. But I've been told it's funny and grown-ups can get it. There's like meta jokes and blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's funny enough. I don't think it's good. I've got no affection for it. The more Joe says he likes it, the more I hate it. We did try and watch it together when we went away together last year, and it just seemed really boring. I hate Mike Myers' Scottish shtick in it. There's a YouTube video talking about how influential Shrek is, and there's audio where you hear Mike Myers just talking normally as Shrek, because he did it all normally, and it just would have been loads better. And then also, interestingly, Chris Farley was supposed to be the voice, and he had recorded all the track, and then he died. Of course Eddie Murphy's funny in it. I don't know, man, too old. And then we've got on the 22nd of July, row H, seat 16, $5.50. That's the price. I see it at $5.15. It's Jurassic Park 3, which there is nothing really to say about. Forgot you forgot. 22nd, oh, we've got another double bill. Jurassic Park 3. And then at 8 p.m., we hang around Hemel and we go and see Swordfish with Hugh Jackman. And Halle Berry's and John Travolta. They've done a whole how did this get made on this. It's not a very good movie. And it was sold on the notion that you'd see Halle Berry's breasts, so to young men. And it made a fair bit of money. And now I've still got Odeon Stubs, but they're a little bit different, and they shift to Aylesbury Stubs, and we go to the 30th of August. And so the new Odeon opened in Aylesbury, and I go and see Planet of the Apes, the Tim Burton. It's not a remake, is it? Because it's completely different and awful. Wahlberg, oh, embarrassing. And then the 30th. Oh my God! What is wrong with me? Do I see 12? I go and I know what's wrong with me. I'm alone. I'm back in Aylesbury. I don't have any friends there, and so I'm just going to the cinema when there's anything on. So I see Planet of the Apes at 12:30, and at 2:30 I go and see Heartbreakers. I mean, I do have friends, but they're all off doing other things. Pete, Spencer, they're in London uni. Pete's the one I would subsequently fall out with years later, which I've alluded to. I wonder if I'll ever tell the story. Best mates. He's got a girlfriend at this point, like deeply in love, and I'm all alone and just yearning for human connection. So yeah, I find that human connection in Heartbreakers. Jason Lee, Sigourney Weaver, Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's just one of those movies from that time. You know exactly what it is when you look at the poster. So that's the 30th of August. And then there's a gap. So in between this and my next movie, 9/11 happens. So I was in my room and I remember Sky News being on. Saw that play out. Saw the first tower, smoke pluming out. People wondering, they were saying what had gone on. It seemed like the chat was it had been an accident. And then, you know, blink and look back and another plane has flown into the other building. So on the 19th of September, a week after, 2:15, go and see Moulin Rouge. Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge still comes out. They still release that. The musical, and I quite liked it. I thought I was quite probably a bit snooty, but I remember maybe tearing up at the end as well. And then on the 23rd, again, this is after 9/11, AI comes out. Steven Spielberg's AI, he'd picked that up off Stanley Kubrick, who I think died the year before. 4:45, this is back in uni, gone back to uni to watch AI, screen two, £2.50. I loved the Jude Law bit of it. I found it quite difficult, and it just kept going on and on and on and on. And then there's a whole bit where then he's like sinks underwater, and then the aliens come. I would love to do it for the podcast. It seems plumb. We've done a lot of Spielberg, though. And then on the 25th, we're going to see The Fast and The Furious a couple of days later. Is this the first one? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is the first The Fast and The Furious. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, RIP. And it just felt like a real joke of a flick. You know, it's a Point Break ripoff, and it's just amazing. Amazingly embarrassing to think it's become this dumb behemoth that it is. 26th, we're going to see The Score, which is a silly little kind of heist con crime flick with Bob De Niro. The big chat about this was like, it's Bob De Niro, it's Marlon Brando, it's Edward Norton, the finest actor of each generation, and it's just pure 2.5 star. Marlon Brando does not want to be there. Ed Norton doing something that I don't think you can do anymore. Part of his bit is pretending to be someone with learning difficulties. So yeah, a definite plum forgot you forgot. The year 2001, the year that cinema forgot. Jeepers Creepers, 24th of October. I'm pretty sure we're going to see that with Ollie. £2.50. The director of this now has been what euphemism have I used before? Victor Sava, Cast Under a Cloud. I really enjoyed Justin Long's really good in this, and he's got it's nice, got a fun central pairing. It's a brother and a sister, which is different to the usual like romantic one. And the whole first half is like when you don't know there's this truck and it's chasing these kids. No, there's a truck, and the kids see it and they think they're up to no good. The truck is. I've explained it really badly. Anyway, it's nice and tense. And then slowly the film gets dumber and dumber. Not dumb and dumber. It just gets stupider and stupider. And once you start to see what the thing in the truck is, it just loses all its power. And yet, I think the director has been accused of all sorts. 31st of October, The Man Who Wasn't There, £2.50, screen three, 6 o'clock. The Coens, really underrated, underseen Coens, black and white, gorgeous. Black and white, Billy Bob Thornton's so good. There's a young Scarlett Johansson pops up. I think Gandolfini is the other main character. It's a must-see. It's superb. One of the films of that year. And I follow that up on the 2nd of November with the others. £3.50, Nicole Kidman. It's a great ghost story set in this old little like English house, and it's Kidman and her kids, and there are ghosts in the house. I won't say any more. It's a lovely little flick. 16th of November, it's a Harry Pot. I don't know what that is. 4 p.m. Harry Pot. Hard to say. 23rd November, we're nearly at the end of the year, guys. 3:15. We've got to get this free. I think Peachy, because Peachy started working at a cinema. So we're getting free tickets. Spy Game. But another Bradley Pitts flick that was middlingly received. He's a bit wooden in it. And Robert Redford. Forgot you forgot. This is the year. 29th of November. 6:45 time, £3.50 price. Bandits, Billy Bob Thornton. We've just seen him in a great film, and then Bandits in a shit film. Cate Blanchett, she's in again. She's this year. She starts the year with The Gift, no one sees. She finishes it with Bandits, no one sees. Also Bruce Willis, silly kind of crime flick. 30th of November, a couple of the day later, Jay and Silent Bob buy a bite back, fight back. They fight back. I was super into Kevin Smith at this age, and I'd read about he had a website where he would keep everyone up to date about how the film was coming on and how excited he was. And it's just a really dumb, silly comedy that doesn't bear up to repeat views. The jokes are just puerile, a lot of them. There's some good gags in it, but it's just rests so heavily on his mates popping up and stupid cameos. So forget it. 5th of December, Screen 12, free, 9:30, Zoolander. Ending the year on a high. Definitely go and see this with Graham. We roared with laughter. The bit where the models are having fun to wake me up before you go, and then they're playing a water fight, and then they start pouring and spraying petrol over each other. That was the point where I think both me and Graham knew we were watching something special. It's such an odd, funny, great joke. And it didn't really do well. Again, people said it was because of 9/11. People didn't want to laugh. I don't think that was the case. But I think it's definitely lasted in culture. I think Zoolander has had the last laugh. Although then maybe Zoolander 2 took the shine off it. That got so shit on. I thought it was fine. It's not really funny enough, but it's fine. 7th of December, go and see The 51st State. Screen 7, no money changes hands. Samuel L. Jackson, Robert Carlyle, rubbish film. And then Tuesday the 11th of December, Cinema City, a go and see, £3.50, £5.45, unreserved seating. Go and see Ghost World with Thora Birch and also Scarlett Johansson. So that's how she really hits 2001. She's in Man Who Wasn't There in a really striking little role. And then Ghost World, she's so funny as Thora Birch's mate. Steve Buscemi's in that. I rewatched that last year. It's not great, but it's a very watchable oddity of a flick. They don't really make flicks like that anymore. And we finished the year, 20th of December 2001, 3:50. It's just as Lord of the Rings. Now, I imagine that is Fellowship of the Rings. And I'm seeing that at Aylesbury. And that's how I finished the year. Everyone was very excited. I was a big Peter Jackson fan. Loved Braindead, as it was known in this country. I think it's called something else in America. About a henpecked... He's not henpecked. I guess he's pecked by his mother. It's set in the 50s, and he's got a horrible mum. She gets bitten by a horrible little, like, zombie rat. Things get out of hand. And it's very, very funny. Very, very gory. I quite liked The Frighteners as well, with Michael J. Fox. And so, yeah, everyone's chatting about Peter Jackson, he's the one who's going to get to do Lord of the Rings. It felt quite interesting and exciting. And yeah, I quite liked it. I just didn't love it as much as everyone else, I think. And then it's only grown. More and more people love it. And the love grows, and that's fine. But it never made me feel anything. It made me feel a tiny little bit when Sean Bean goes down at the beginning. But beyond that, it's just too broad. You know, it's not specific about any feeling that I've ever had. It doesn't speak to loneliness or being sad or feeling like, you know, when was the last time you spoke to your father, that kind of stuff. It's big. It's journeys. It's epic. Maybe I saw it at the wrong time. Maybe I needed to see it when I was 14. So that's how I finish 2001, with everyone else really excited about a new fantasy series. And me feeling like I've missed the boat. My relationships, my friendships, I've got some strong ones, but still feeling quite alone and alienated. University isn't all it's cracked up to be. You know, it's neither, I want to be academic there, but I'm not quite smart enough. but no one else is really taking it seriously or feels like they are. I don't want to go to parties. And so, yeah, I'm just out of sync. Other people seem to be living other, better lives. And I know that's not true. I'm just saying that that's the feeling. The overriding feeling is looking around and thinking everyone else has it sorted and I don't. And that feeling is just, I guess, the underscore feeling for the next decade, unfortunately. Why has everyone else got it better than me? How come he's got a girlfriend? You know. So that's 2001. Thanks for listening. Probably gonna plop out 2002. 2002. Haven't recorded that as next week. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out. And I don't think I've missed anything in 2001. Let me know if I missed anything at the cinema. Only let me know if I missed it at the cinema, because I probably have caught up with everything else in the meantime. And yeah, all right, I'll catch you later. Bye.